T W Y L I O M.
Wylam!
Real dumb shit.
Real dumb shit.
Yeah, boy.
Real dumb shit.
Real dumb shit.
It's your boy, Shunt, and your boy, Renetti.
What's going on? This is Real Dumb Shit Volume 3, I think. Is it free? Well, you're not paying for it, so don't complain, innit?
It's 3 or 4, one of those.
One of those. Anyway, either I ever. Yeah, let's talk about the real dumb shit this week. What's been happening? Well, Avengers have been released, so that's really, really sort of like got to be one of the main sort of subjects this podcast. And then you've also got Kanye West. Oh, God, that is a minefield in itself, but we're going to go there. And then you've also got, what else? Ant-Man trailer, I guess, Deadpool anticipation. You know, lots of sort of comic book stuff today. So, I'm here with my boy, Redacted, and, yeah.
Hey, what's going on, Sean?
Not much, man. Turns out one of our co-founders is actually going to be talking about this Kanye West mess on BBC, so...
What?
It's going to be crazy, bruv.
Mad tick, what's going on?
I don't know, he was just chatting some shit on Facebook, bruv, and he just got rolled into this thing. He hasn't got any idea, bruv.
I heard nothing about this. What's happening?
I don't know. Basically, you're just chatting shit on Facebook, and the Facebook thing just blew up in it. And a couple of his people, because, you know, our manager is basically, you know, quite well, you know, connected online sort of thing. I say this is what he tells us. It's the dream, and he's got to sell it, innit? So, you know, it's like one of those ones where we're just chilling. And, yeah, he says, oh, I've got this Kanye West interview on BBC Three or something like that. I said, like, bruv, first of all, how does that even happen, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's not like a casual thing that you even bring up in conversations. Like, yeah, basically, yeah. You know, Paris Hill's just been sucking my dick or something like that. You know what I mean? It's peak, bruv. You can't say stuff like that. You know what I mean? Can't drop bombs like that in a conversation without giving an explanation.
Exactly, some context, like, some background of what's going on.
Well, it's not even background, bruv, because, like, this is just a madness anyway. So, basically, that's going to be happening on, what, Sunday. So, this is, what, Friday? It's a madness anyway. And he's going to be working mad peak hours as well. Because, you know what this guy done, right? This guy had the audacity to leave a job and not line up a job afterwards. I mean, I respect the boss. The boss is the boss. But real talk, you don't do stuff like that, bruv. You have to line up a job. And then you move on. You can't... But anyway,
yeah,
the worst...
I've done it before.
Okay, everyone's done it before. Like, you know, holding a vow and all that crap. I ain't going to go there. But, yeah, it's like one of those ones
he's
where...
out many a time.
But the whole thing is that apparently he's getting his old job back. So, I don't know how to...
Fair enough.
But then saying that is like... I don't know. Could you go back to your old workplace?
Me, personally, I could not. Like, once I'm out that door... Just forget me in it. Like, don't even think about
that's
me.
Let's peek. You are literally the black stereotype right now, Redacted. I ain't even gonna lie. fingers up in the air whilst walking out the Ross Clark door. Holding
up.
Your dick with your feet. I don't know. Yeah, it gets to that point. Anyway, so like, you know, best of luck to the boss, as it were. You know.
Yeah, good luck, brother.
And hopefully, you know, it's like one of those ones where. You know, he comes out better for it.
Don't forget to plug the pod when you're on there.
Yeah, definitely. Mr. Bradley. Mr. Bradley, you got a big up. Shunt and Redacted.
Exactly. Mr. Shunt your mouth.
Yeah, shunt your mouth and know your role, blood. You know what I mean? Anyway, so back to it. Yeah, so first and foremost, like we talked about Kanye West in like brief. For those that don't know, or those that are like listening to this podcast around about 6 months down the line, Kanye West has basically said slavery is a choice. Now, for me, it is a choice, but it's not the choice of the slave, innit? So, you know what I mean? Like, it's peak. Like, I don't know. The context, I think, got blown up because everybody's got to look.
Most of the time, it does.
Yeah, because, like, at the moment, Kanye West is like, he's taken a weird stance with Trump. He's come out. He's got golden hair. Nothing's making sense.
Dude's been kind of weird for a while, though.
Everyone's saying shit like sunken places and all that stuff. And the worst thing about it is that when he said slavery's not a choice, I kind of got what he was saying because of what his track was before. It's like New Slaves or something, isn't it? So it's like one of those ones where he's been talking about it from a sort of ideology sort of point of view. So, like, you know, where your mental space is at. Even Bob Marley's even said that, you know, emancipate yourself from mental slavery. Not that we're going to get into the whole music thing. Yeah. I'm just saying, you know, bruv, it wasn't the case that it was a slip of the tongue or ignorance. Yeah,
but kind
of
like, man should know by now, like, even if what he said was said out of the best of intentions, like,
yeah.
if how we're taking it is not how he meant it to sound, like,
it's content.
Know.
Yeah,
he should know. Context, like, yeah. People are going to take him out of context. You can't just be saying shit all the time. Mm. Like, you can't be just tweeting out just mad shit all the time or whatever.
He is, though. That's the worst thing. It's like, contrary to popular belief. I mean,
that's
like,
what I'm saying. Like, you can't, like, you need to watch yourself out here these days.
Like, yeah, it is. Saber-toothed tiger, bruv. Like, they'll call that Power Ranger Megazord on you, bruv. It's peak.
Getting pulled up for shit they didn't even do.
Oh, this is it. This is it. I mean, like, you got loads. I mean, like, at the moment, it does seem like the media is sort of, like, attacking black entertainers. But black entertainers at this moment are wiling the fuck out, bruv. I mean, you got Fabulous knocking the front teeth out of his missus. You got freaking Bill Cosby, you know, finally getting sent down at the age of 85, and they're gonna prosecute him because he's been, like, you know, getting it in for a while, bruv. You know, pudding. He loves putting it where it don't belong, bruv. And I don't know. I mean, like, it's easy to laugh at it, but it's a serious thing, isn't it? Like, you know, you got all these movements and stuff like that. You know, the Me Too thing, the Black Lives Matter, and all this stuff, and It's getting to a messy place. Like, online is no longer safe. I remember where you can put filters on, bruv, and you'll be safe.
Online was never safe.
Yeah, no, but I'm just saying. You know what I mean? Like, you can be whatever you wanted to be online before. Now it's like, it's super peak, bruv. Like, you say the one thing to the wrong person at the right time, and your career is effed. Like, it's funny. I find it funny anyway, because it's quite volatile right now. But anyway, moving swiftly on, let's see. The first topic was Avengers, right?
Marvel movies.
Okay, so at the moment, we're just going to do a chronological sort of, like, setup of, you know, what happened in each film. So, you know, contrary to popular belief, it didn't start off with Avengers 1. It started off with Iron Man. Then it went into
That's not popular belief. I'm pretty sure everyone knows it started.
Nah, some people just jumped on from Avengers, bruv. I know some ignorant people.
Yeah, but, like, they must have known there was a film before that. Like, there's no way they fought Avengers.
Let's hope. Anyway, like, I'm just giving people the benefit of the doubt. Anyway, so, webs, right? So, if you jumped on, say, Avengers 1 or whatever, you've got Iron Man, you've got, what, 4, you've got Incredible Hulk, and what else came out before that?
It's not quite the order, but yeah.
Oh, okay, so chronological order is Iron Man 1,
Hulk.
Iron Man 2, 4,
Cap.
So, so you had 5 films before the Avenger movies, should I say. And then, like, you got 5 between the other ones. So I think they've actually kept it quite even. Is it like 5 each?
Four. Yeah, there's 4 in between, because after Avengers, Iron Man 3, Thor 2, Winter Soldier, and then Guardians, and then Ultron.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah. So, I mean, like, yeah, so you got Ultron, and then the next phase, which is the one that we're in now, currently in, you know, 2018.
There's Ant-Man, Civil War, Doctor Strange, Guardians 2, Spider-Man, Ragnarok, Black Panther, Infinity.
That's a lot. So, like, they've got, like, 7 in between, haven't they, by the sounds of it?
Yeah, because you got so when the newcomers came in there, so that's when you got your...
Yeah, Spider-Man got rushed, pushed forward, didn't it?
Doctor Strange and your Spider-Man's.
Oh, no. I mean, I was actually looking forward to seeing something like a Doctor Strange 2 or Black Panther. Spoiler alert, you know, if you watched Infinity War, then you kind of know. But, you know, let's just imagine that we're completely ignorant and we believe everything that happened at the end of Infinity War.
Yeah.
How does that really change the landscape?
We know people's going to get paid, so some people are coming back.
Well, yeah, definitely. I mean, like, everyone's coming back, I guess. Something's got to be undone, you know, certain bits. I mean, there's only one after scene. You know, I reckon that they should just finish films on time now. Because what we experienced at the end of, like, Avengers Infinity War was ridiculous, bro. There was only one. No, there was only one, like, you know, after scene, and it took time, bro.
So, yeah, but when you watch Iron Man for the first time, like, that after credit scene was right at the end of the credits.
Yeah,
I had to see that film 3 times.
Yeah.
To see the after credit scene, because I went in there the first time, I just watched the film like normal. Credits started, I left like a normal person.
Yeah.
Back in the day when I was a normal person, I left. Then I went home, I heard there was some after credit scene. I was like, what? I never saw nothing.
The worst thing about it is that you could have watched it on the internet, but you decided to go watch the film, bro. This is like, you wanted to go. Maybe. You just like the film, bro. You like the film, so don't even bother. Like,
maybe. Yeah, I did like the film. I
watched. The internet was popping. The internet was popping back then. So, like, that's how I got to see the last scene. I mean, I watched it in the cinema, and then I thought, you know what? I hear about the scene. Let's see if I can find it. I found it, and then blam, I watched it. And I don't know. I mean, I get it. Like, it's good to have a cliffhanger sort of thing, but they could have done that easily at the end of that film.
No, but the thing is, I don't really see...
I know it's a Marvel trademark now.
I don't really see them as cliffhangers. It's more of a tease for the next film. They're more teases. Some of them aren't even teases. Like, some of them are just, like, just a little extra, like, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, at the end of...
I mean, in Galaxy. Galaxy 2 had loads of them. Like, a lot of them, the nonsensical.
Homecoming was just like Captain America talking about patience and waiting and, like, the expectation of, like, something, and then you just get disappointed because you don't really get anything. Which was fucking funny.
Yeah. It's trolling. Which I appreciate.
I appreciate that shit.
I mean, the only thing that kind of, like, maddened, like, basically, for those that have watched Avengers, you know, turn the volume up. For those that haven't, turn the volume down for the next five minutes.
We want to start off with Iron Man first.
Okay, fine. All right, cool.
Work up to that shit, man.
Okay, fine. Start with
some foreplay, motherfucker.
All right, cool. A little bit of slap and tickle before we get to the middle. All right, fine. All right, so, Iron Man, Tony Stark discovering that he has the scientific mind to cure his heart condition and, you know, save the world.
Super weird way to say that.
Okay, so it's going to be super weird, because I'm gonna just basically go through this for your exposition. Like, I'm just going to go, wham.
Well, no, fuck that. Like, what did you like about Iron Man?
Iron Man 1?
Like, do you remember, like, how you felt when you first saw it? Or, like, because, like, I feel like the Iron Man kind of, like, it set the stage for a new wave of type of comic book movies.
Not really. I mean, like...
Why?
The only time I thought that it was serious is when I saw Incredible Hulk. I was like, rah. That was me anyway. I thought, rah, everything's connected, bruv. This is going to be mad.
That's weird, because I feel like that film's underrated.
What? Incredible Hulk?
Yeah.
It's my favourite film.
People don't rate that film. I wouldn't say it's my favourite film, but I like that film, man.
I mean, because...
A lot of people don't even remember that that's a Marvel film.
Well, you know what? It's because, you know... I don't know. Bruce Banner isn't Bruce Banner. Like, because, you know, you see Mark Ruffalo at the moment is Hulk.
Yeah.
But, you know, Ed Norton is Hulk. Like, for the one... No, but... No, I gotta pull it. It's like, there's a way of explaining it. So, where we saw the Incredible Hulk...
Yeah.
I mean, obviously you have to bypass the part about, you know, Abomination being so weird. But then I like that as well.
I like that.
Yeah,
I like that.
I like
Tim Ross Blonsky. Like, I enjoyed that. It made sense.
Mm.
It's like an aging like military guy.
Yeah, somebody that would take that thing. Yeah,
who like sees this opportunity to get more, like, to get more power and to get more out of his body.
Mm.
Like, he, like, as he says in the film, it's like having his experience in a younger, like, in a stronger, faster body, like a body of a younger person. Like, if he could put his mind in the body of, like, himself, like, 10, 15 years ago or whatever,
yeah,
then, like he's banging, he's off to the races.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
That makes sense. Like, yeah. I like that theory.
Yeah. I mean, like, it's one of the better, like, because basically, there's one thing within, like, the whole Marvel universe is that the first one, they go up against a doppelganger, the second one, they go up against somebody who...
Yeah, but I feel like that's not really isolated to just the movies. That's like, those characters exist. Like, those are their villains.
Yeah, like, but it's like...
That's a comic thing.
I mean, because for like, me, anyway, that's...
love, like, yeah. The flip side, like, the coin, like, the other side of the
yeah,
coin.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, for me, it was sort of like... I kind of got weary of it with the Black Panther sort of, like, comparison sort of thing. Because basically, you know, like... Black Panther's going up against his main nemesis, and his main nemesis is sort of like, you know, somebody who's literally got the same values, but they're more skewed towards, you know, ending his sort of... I mean, like, within the films. I'm not talking about Killmonger in the comic, because that's a completely different character. But anyway, I digress. So, where Iron Man... So, Iron Man was cool. Then Incredible Hulk, which is my favourite one in the beginning. And then, like, you had... Iron Man. The Breakout, I guess.
The Breakout.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't really like the whole... Was it Ironmonger? Is it Ironmonger? Yeah, I didn't really like the whole angle of that. I kind of got it, but I didn't care. But in saying that...
Character in general, or like...
I don't know. I mean, because I was a fan of the animated series, so, you know, I see Iron Man's main nemesis as, like, the Mandarin. So... I don't know. At the time, I mean, obviously now they're amazing movies, but at the time I wanted it to be more, not fantastical, but, you know, leading up within that trilogy to a Mandarin showdown. What we got in Iron Man 3.
Well, when I watched it, I kind of thought that was going to happen anyway, because you had, like, this dude and you had the group, like, the Ten Rings. So yeah. I thought it was building up to... Mandarin, like, I wasn't expecting them to just have Mandarin boom, like, first
film. Yeah.
But, like, yeah, it should have built up to an actual Mandarin.
Yeah. I mean, either is webs, right? So, that happened in Iron Man, Incredible Hulk. My favourite scene is the scene in the, you know, that bit where they're on the bridge bit, where he's in the bridge and he hulks out. Yeah. That's my favourite scene, where, you know, he's thunderclapping the tanks and all that stuff. I mean, the end fight is awesome, don't get it twisted, but
that scene. Bronski had his first dose.
Yeah, that's Super Soldier Bronski.
Yeah, so it was before he's full on...
Abomination,
but, like, he's stronger, faster, and he's able to hang for, like, a couple of seconds before he gets fucked up.
Yeah.
Also was funny, just gets kicked.
Yeah. The one tump. Like, that's the reason why it's one of my favourite scenes as well. In regards to the... Well, next one's 4. 4 I didn't really like. I ain't gonna lie.
I like moments.
I like the fact that they connected it to sort of, like, Asgard straight away. In regards to Loki or the Guardian, he didn't even fight Loki in the first one. It was the Guardian thing, innit?
No, it was the Destroyer.
So it's like, meh. So that one's without saying, you know, anything. So, but then I like the whole fact that Thor was suffering in the beginning, because, you know, much like Joss Whedon is always in Doctor Age, you know, Buffy suffer, show good, sort of thing.
Yeah, I liked all the Asgard stuff.
Mm.
Like, the Asgard stuff and the Earth stuff are kind of, like, separately.
Yeah.
It looked a bit weird when, like, you see, like, Thor's, like, buds, like, turn up on Earth.
Yeah.
That looked a bit weird, but, like, whatever. Yeah, mm. Destroyer was a bit, like, shit or whatever. Mm. Like, Loki was cool.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, Middleton's great. It's great.
I like...
Hey, casting's great.
Yeah, the casting in all the films have been great. I don't think there's really been any bum castings in the films.
Yeah, even with, like, the whole clangor with Edward Norton, like, coming back in, it still made sense. Like, Mark Ruffalo didn't seem so out of place.
No, yeah. I mean, I'd more think that maybe they shouldn't have got Edward Norton in the first place.
It's hard to say that. I mean, like,
because... I don't think so, because, like, reportedly, he's hard to work with anyway. Like, he likes to rewrite scripts that he's in, so...
But,
like,
saying that, if he did do any rewrites in Incredible Hulk, he did it for the right reasons.
Yeah, but we don't know that.
But then it depends. This is the thing. We ain't seen the original script. We don't know what he actually added to that film. Yeah. So...
But, like, I still feel like they could have still made a good film without him. Like he didn't make that film.
Yeah, I mean, it was the characters.
Yeah, yeah.
So let's see. Then it was Cap. Cap 1 was very slow and boring, I felt.
I liked it as well. I feel like it worked. For what it was, for making like a character that I had zero interest in, like made him interesting.
See, but then this is my thing, like without Cap 1 you won't have Winter Soldier. So it's like it's one of those ones. So I liked the fact that everything kind of like that's one thing I do like about the Marvel thing is that the sequels usually tie up loose ends, and you know, when they're moving forward with the whole plot line of like, you know, what the Avengers are and all that stuff, it's always been a good thing. So so then you had the Avengers, which is basically, you know, like bad meets evil meets okay meets average, you know, like the whole team gathers for the first time.
That film, like, if Iron Man was like the beginning of like what these movies could be, like the Avengers was like the cherry, the stamp, like whatever it is that you need to be like, yeah, this is the authority, because like they had a lot of scenes in that film that I just wasn't expecting to see. Like previously in comic book movies, you see scenes.
You see everything in the one film.
No, but you see like watered down versions of what you're supposed to see.
Yeah.
So like you'll see a weird flight suit version of the Green Goblin, or you see,
you know, a Amalgamation character like in Blade. Like that was one thing that pissed me off. I mean, like, everybody liked, like, you know, Deacon Frost, whatever his name is. I mean, like, but that was like the common norm within like comic book films. Like, they'll combine like three or four because they don't know whether or not they're gonna have like a sequel or whatever.
Yeah, but like, so like when you see the helicopter for the first time, like it's just in water, and I just thought that probably be as far as they go. I wasn't expecting it to fly because that's like you comic book movies up to then you wouldn't see that.
Yeah.
Like you wouldn't see that. Like you see, but then it was in like shitty leather uniforms and not their proper their proper uniforms. So I wasn't expecting them when they was like, yeah, we better go inside. I was like, what? Shit's going down.
The thing I weren't expecting was when Hulk went mad up in there. I was thinking like, this is like the whole budget, bruv. That's a film in itself. Yeah. Hulk going mad in the helicarrier, you know what I mean? But that was just like a mad scene. Like, so you had that.
Four on the wing of like the Quinjet. Like, I liked seeing that as well. That's like the classic comic book pose. Like, it's just got so much stuff. And like, the fight at the end, fucking hell. Like, that blew my mind. Like, when you see them actually, like, combining their abilities to fight through, like, this mass of fucking alien assholes.
Well, this is the thing. They're not alien assholes, right? They're there to do a job, right? This is another thing.
Still alien assholes.
No. They're invading on behalf of the Shikari, whatever, Skrull. They're meant to be Skrulls. I'm just going to say Skrull.
Yeah, it's the Ultimate Universe version of Skrulls.
And then, like, you know, you've got Loki being properly introduced to the fold as a baddie. Him sort of like murking people, going on ruthless. And then, I mean, for me, it was a good film. Now, what happened next?
Does an ant have a quarrel with a boot?
Exactly. Never, bro. So, in regards to the film that came out afterwards, what was the next one? It was Avengers, and then it was Iron Man 2, you mean?
Two. No, Iron Man 3.
It would have been Iron Man 2, bro.
You skipped it. It was after Hulk.
Was it after Hulk?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Whiplash and all that, wasn't it? I remember now. Well, Iron Man 2 anyway, I mean, I don't know. Just as a film, I thought it was pretty wishy-washy, but I don't know. I mean, like, because you had Whiplash.
Some parts I liked. I liked Sam Rockwell's Justin Hammer.
Yeah, yeah.
That was good. Like, I definitely could have seen more of him.
Mm-hmm.
I did like...
What, Rook? I was... I could...
Whiplash is a real shit.
Yeah, he wasn't the best.
What else did I like?
Oh, yeah. And the recasting of Warhammer. That happened in that one, didn't it?
War Machine.
War Machine. Sorry, my bad. God.
Kick you out of the club, bro.
Bruv.
Kick you right out of the club.
That's fine. I don't mind. I mean, to be fair, like, especially in Avengers, like, it just, I don't know. You know, War Machine, he gets on my nerves, bruv.
What do you ever do to you?
He's just annoying, bruv. He's just annoying.
And the main reason why
I said Warhammer as well, because isn't like he like the head of Hammer now? No. No, because in the comics his suit is built by Hammer, isn't it? No, in the film his suit is built by Hammer.
In the film his suit has add-ons by Hammer. So he stole / was given the suit, and then
the
military gave him like Justin Hammer upgrades.
Yeah. I don't know. So anyway, so that's the main reason why I kind of casually glossed over that film. Anyway, so the one after that is what, Iron Man 3.
Yeah.
Iron Man 3 comes out after Avengers.
Yeah.
And then what happens? What, Iron Man 3? I don't know.
It's, to me, like, it's an okay
it's,
movie.
It's necessary for the evolution, but yeah. Yeah, I don't think it was necessary for us to see that within the Avengers sort of scenario. Because you had to basically show him become the robot. There's some cool scenes in there.
He doesn't become the
robot. Well, this is it. Like, that's another reason why I was disappointed with that film. You know, where he becomes the robot and, you know, he... Because no, but in the comic books, he becomes he becomes less sentient, more robotic. No. Yeah, because remember, like, he becomes like devote of emotion.
No, because it's based on Extremis by
yeah.
I forgot who wrote it. Warren Ellis.
Yeah.
And it's not like he becomes more robotic. It's he ends up taking the Extremis, which kind of merges the man and the machine. Mm. Which, like, whatever. But, like, the film, I don't know, it's just weird. Like, it just made sense for me.
I like Guy Pearce in there, but...
No, I hated Guy Pearce in that film.
Well, I thought it was unexpected because, you know, because he's meant to be, like, the fire guy.
He turned into a villain because he got left on a roof.
Oh, yeah. That was a bit rubbish.
On New Year's Day. Like, look, like, I'm entertaining this honey, like, you know, like, give me some space.
Mm.
He's supposed to lie a minute, like, come catch me on another day, you know, or try and catch my people or whatever. It's yeah. Like, now I'm just going to turn evil. I'm going to turn evil and come back for revenge. It's like, nah.
But to be fair, I mean, I don't know. I mean, maybe it's...
If I turned evil every time I got stood up, like, there'd be problems.
I don't know, man.
All you motherfuckers would be fucked up.
That's terrible. That's terrible, terrible news, bro. Anyway, so Iron Man 3, then Winter Soldier for me was like the best Captain America movie. Only because it has just ridiculous amounts of action, bro. Like, it's relentless. Like, if you watch it now, it is absolutely relentless.
I could watch that film a bit. I think it is my favourite.
Mm.
I think it is my favourite because you've got great scenes. Like the elevator scene where it's just like man knows what time it is and he gave them a chance as well. Just fucked them up.
Crossbones. Crossbones, bro.
Yeah, the introduction of Crossbones, but like
gets murked in Ultron, so
and then you got the thing of the whole thing of like Hyde just been hiding within S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, yeah, I love that.
Dope.
Yeah.
The introduction of Falcon.
I don't care about Falcon.
Falcon
can die, bro. Like, if he basically got permanently axed...
Shut your mouth.
You shut your face, bro. Like, the only reason why I don't like Falcon is because I find him... I don't know, I don't think he's weaker than, say, Winter Soldier or Bucky, whatever. But
no,
it's like...
No, obviously he is weaker because he's, like, he's just a normal person.
Yeah.
But he knows how to use them wings.
I know. But then saying that, when he becomes...
But he don't give a fuck. Like, he's got that I don't give a fuck attitude.
No. He hasn't got the I don't give a fuck.
He's down for his bro. Like, he's got his back.
Yeah,
are you going to be down on a man that's got another man's back? Come on, man.
Okay, fine. He's bad at life. He's bad. Okay, fine.
Exactly.
But I just as the character,
he even says that at the end of the film, like, I go where you go, like, down.
That's that Civil War, anyway. That's not.
No, that's at the end of Winter Soldier.
No, not Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
I can't remember that film.
Yeah, when they're at the end of the film, when they're at the grave, and like Nick Fury's like, yeah, I could do with your help, and he's like, nah, I've got my own mission or whatever, and then he asks Falcon, he's like, ah.
Okay, fine. So Winter Soldier, Guardians of the Galaxy, one of my...
Skip four, man.
Huh?
You skip four.
Okay. Now, four comes out towards the end, didn't it? That's...
You skip 4-2.
Did I?
Yes.
That one. See, I don't like 4-2. A lot of people have criticized me for that, because a lot of them saying, oh, but, you know, it's Jane and, you know, the power and all that stuff. And
Jane?
Like, yeah, she gets possessed. Well, this is it. I don't care. For Ragnarok.
Surprising.
Yeah?
I find surprising. Like, why?
And I think it's because...
No one cares about Jane Foster. Who are you talking to?
Well, like... It weren't about Jane Foster. It was basically about the Dark Elves and it being a serious film and all that stuff. But then saying
that's
that...
That's why I'm liking it. Like,
I prefer Thor in Thor Ragnarok.
Yeah, but...
It's the right amount...
Wrong. Yeah. Like, there are bits I like in it, like, fine, like, the Dark Elf, Malekith is not really all that, but, like, you get to see a bit more of Loki in it.
Yeah.
Like, there's the whole, I don't know, like, you get to see, like, him and his mum, like, had a really close connection.
Mm.
And, like, I don't know, like, Loki is not all bad, like, he's just,
I mean, he's, yeah,
misunderstood.
He's misunderstood, he's, but misunderstood. He's also evil. He's also
not evil.
He committed genocide in Avengers 1, bro.
Maybe he tried to, but
tried,
like,
to, yeah.
Yeah, who hasn't tried to take over a piece of turf that wasn't their own? Exactly,
Hulk.
Like, people do all the time.
The Hulk, bro.
People do all the time.
The Hulk just wants to be left alone.
Yeah.
Well, unless you're reading Old Man Logan, where he becomes like a...
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Or you're
maestro,
reading...
Yeah,
exactly. Or when he becomes the maestro, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
There's lots of times he tried to take over shit, and that's not his.
Fine. So, you've done four, you've done... Guardians of the Galaxy, my favourite in regards to the introduction of characters. I felt it was... a lot better than, say, the Avengers first movie, in some senses.
Yeah, but the
introduction-wise.
Yeah, but the Avengers didn't need to introduce the characters because they'd already been introduced previously.
Yeah.
Like, but Guardians did just introduce the group well.
Mm.
Like, it flowed, like, they're meeting up together.
And the soundtrack as well. The soundtrack, oh my God.
Yeah.
The soundtrack was great. Absolutely great. So you've got that, and then you've also got what's the other film?
Can't just say that the soundtrack's great. Like, what?
Okay. I mean, I just like the fact that he had a... It was against some senses what the original ethos at the time in the universe was. Is everything was serious?
Yeah.
You know. I like the fact that somebody like Star-Lord had a dark yet uplifting backstory. So obviously there's this cat, you know, there's this like earthling / orphan.
That they wanted to eat you, boy.
Mm-hmm. Definitely, with the reefers and all that stuff. So it was one of those ones where...
Never tasted terrible before.
This is it. This is it. Like, it's a mad one. Like,
so many great characters.
I'm Mary Poppins, Joe.
Yeah, that's not Toledo, but yeah. So. Yeah,
I like that guy.
Rest in peace.
Because of this guy. So yeah, you got that, and then let's see. You've also got.
See, like that's like
the scene. Like, the scene with
these, you
need
to
the
take
dancer.
Some notes. Like that's how you create a team and put them together in one movie.
Yeah.
Fucking Suicide Squad.
Well, yeah. Okay. We can't discuss that. We can't discuss that now. We'll do it in a sec.
Fucking Suicide Squad.
Okay, rest in peace, DC. But
whoa, that's a bit harsh. I wouldn't go in there.
They're dead, bruv. They're done. They're done.
Hey,
I mean, Aquaman. That's your last chance, bruv.
That might be good.
If Aquaman does not hit at least one cylinder of, Did you hear the lightning the second time you said it? Nothing, bruv. Nothing. I've got nothing for Shazam right now. Like, in this universe, I have nothing for Shazam.
It could be really good.
I mean, I've been waiting for, like, The Rock being Black Adam and all that stuff.
Ever seen. He's not even, I don't think he's in that film.
So they've lost that as well. There's no need for you to watch a Shazam film.
I think he's in that film.
I mean, I just don't get it.
He might cameo at the end, like, just turn up.
Maybe.
Be like, yeah, come watch the sequel.
Yeah, sequel's coming out soon.
Catch me in the sequel,
yeah. Catch me in the sequel. Because you've got, what, Shazam. You've also got... Because, I don't know, the magic characters in DC are a lot stronger than, you know, the current roster, I reckon. In regards to character. I'm not talking about, you know, powers and all that stuff.
Yeah.
That's another thing. But in regards to, like, you know, your Dr. Fate, your magician characters, you know, whatever, which one you want to name, because I can't remember half of them. And then you've got, like, you know, your malevolent Constantines, which obviously Vertigo, they could throw in, and, you know, your darks and all that stuff. But in a nutshell, back to Marvel, let's not get twisted. But what I reckon my kind friend was trying to say, it was a good introduction from, like, you know, Guardians.
Yeah.
And then the next one down the line is...
Ultron,
I think, kind of sucked.
I like most of it.
Me as well. I like That's Quicksilver. Fine. I thought it was a bit of a cop-out that they killed him off so soon.
I think they did that because of X-Men. So what I heard was, like, originally X-Men were going to have the Juggernaut in that scene. So, like, in that scene where they go to break out Magneto,
mm-hmm.
they were going to use the Juggernaut.
Mm.
But I think that I have heard they knew that X-Men, that Marvel were going to use Quicksilver.
Yeah.
And they changed their mind, or they just naturally changed their mind. And I think that Marvel didn't want to have, like, two Quicksilvers, so they just killed them off because they could.
I suppose.
Which is unfortunate because I think the character, like, The X-Men Quicksilver, the scenes look cool, like, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, you've done it twice now. You that's it. Like, I don't really need to see that again.
Yeah.
Like, after once, really, it's just self-indulgent, like, bullshit. You're just wanking yourself off.
Mm.
Like, I think the character of Quicksilver in the Marvel film
so much
was
more
closer to actual Quicksilver in the comics, and two, it was more interesting. Like,
yeah.
The other one, yeah, he looks fine, but, like...
I don't know, I mean...
about what he's doing.
I reckon now that, you know, the whole procedure of, like, Fox being taken over by Disney, whatever...
it might not happen.
It probably will.
It might not happen.
Probably will. Only because...
When I say it might not happen, I hope it doesn't happen, because, like...
Yeah, for the world of
you
film,
don't
it's not...
Need, you, yeah, you don't need that kind of... You know, and I like Marvel films, but you don't need... And I would like the X-Men to go back to Marvel.
Yeah.
But you don't need, like, mega companies. Like, companies are getting too big.
No.
Getting too big.
See, this is the thing. An idea that I have in regards to what Disney's created, which is basically, like, the Felds. Well, the more recent example of a TV show format working well within film. So, you know, the reverse engineering of it all. Because obviously TV was obviously the first sort of medium that everyone saw. And then film sort of like was the sort of like byproduct of cinema. So, I don't know. I mean, because obviously cinema came out before television. And then obviously things became more accessible and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. But one thing that television always did was they had to create things that were serial. So, you know, and also have people coming back for more. Now, you can't show the same image over and over again. So, in regards to the Marvel sort of aspect of things, I think, yeah, it was a great, great time to introduce such a concept because nothing like that had ever been done. Nobody had the audacity to be that ambitious for a film series.
I mean, like, it went much further than I expected. Like, when I was growing up, I always wanted... I just wanted to know that Batman and Superman were in the same universe. I didn't necessarily need to see them in the same film.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to know, like, and acknowledge that they existed. Or, like, Spider-Man could know, like, and acknowledge that there's X-Men out there or whatever. I didn't necessarily need to see them in the same film.
Hmm.
I just wanted that little acknowledgement or just something to know that they just...
Yeah, but it's separating the brand, isn't it? If you're thinking of it from a sort of a marketing point of view, you don't want, say, I don't know, unfortunate byproducts. So people that don't like, say, Superman won't go and watch Batman because they don't want to see Superman. I know it's a minute sort of chance of that happening, but this is a sort of theory that they had back in the day because there's people that used to watch Superman and there's people that used to watch Batman on TV.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know... It's one of those ones.
Yeah,
but
short-sighted.
It is very short-sighted, yeah, but DC people are the most short-sighted.
Like, even now, I'm sure there's people that don't watch every Marvel movie. They just watch the ones they like.
Yeah. But I watched every single one because I'm a nerd. I'm fully aware of that. But in regards to, let's see, the next one down the line. So Ultron, I weren't really a big fan of.
I like some parts of it. Yeah.
I mean, I like scenes. I like the whole factor of Ultron being beaten up and, you know, created a sort of, like, you know, distance between...
The introduction of Claw was good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that sort of, like, set up what's going to happen in, like, Black Panther and all that. But, yeah, I suppose, if you think of it that way, Age of Ultron did have a lot of, like, implications of, like, you know... the whole universe and the way it was going to sort of like build up from that phase, if that makes sense. I mean, the thing I liked about Ultron was the whole angle that they used for Civil War. Because obviously, you know, you had Thunder Ross and all that stuff and kind of being reintroduced. I mean, like, because obviously, like, those that are fans of the actual comic book of Civil War, it was actually done by mutants, that whole Sokovia thing. Like, I think, like, a new team or something like that went in and they just blew up a whole thing.
Yeah, the New Warriors.
New Warriors, yeah. And I don't think any of those characters were responsible for Civil War 2, but... or any sort of similar sort of thing happened with them or something like that. What did Civil War 2 start off from?
Civil War 2 was about... it was basically like Minority Report. So there was this... actually, he wasn't even a mutant. He was a... what do you call him?
Inhuman?
Yeah, he was an inhuman. And he could see the future or some shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
And he was basically telling them what was going to happen. And so they were basing like shit on that, like... the Hulk was gonna like fuck shit up, so everyone went to go see Banner and be like, "Yo, what's going on?"
Mm-hmm.
So that's what basically Civil War was about. Civil War 2.
So, I mean, like, because does World War Hulk kind of exist? I mean, sorry for the little tangent, but the World War Hulk kind of like exist on that timeline already?
Well, in the comics.
Yeah, in the comics.
Yeah, it was before.
So that's obviously canon within that universe sort of thing. So Bruce Banner's already come back from Planet Hulk and all that stuff. He's lost his wife and
Marvel Comics, they've pretty much been on the same timeline. They haven't done a DC thing and just been like reboot, all this stuff didn't happen, or some of this stuff didn't
House
happen.
House of M and all that stuff,
all of it's kind of
Alright, so you got that. Back to after what happened after Age Ultra. So yeah, Civil War, Ant-Man. Yeah, I love Ant-Man. It was a departure from.
Baskin and Robbins always finds out.
Always, bro. I can't even remember that reference, bro. Why?
How can you not remember that reference, man?
Oh, man.
It's like the first reference in the film.
Oh man, I need to watch it. I'm gonna rewatch it anyway because obviously Ant-Man and the Wasp is coming out, so I'll probably be more sharp on that sort of thing. Yeah. But I mean, like in regards to those two films,
Ant-Man was fun.
Yeah, definitely.
It was a bit different. It also stands alone.
It doesn't. I mean, like for me.
Yeah, but all of them don't because they're connected. So there's that. Because
I was kind of upset that they decided to bypass Hank Pym and just go straight to Scott Lang.
I was at first when I first heard about it, but then afterwards when it came out, I was like, it's not like I didn't have massive ties to Hank Pym. I just thought, for me,
I mean, well, this is the thing.
Ultron in the comics is always a Hank Pym thing.
It's creation of Hank Pym.
I guess in the universe they've created, it makes sense it being Iron Man because he's fucked everything up. Like
he's responsible for everything. Down
is down to Iron Man.
Yeah. Yes and no.
Not yes and no. Just yes.
I don't know. I don't necessarily want to blame Starkey for the whole invasion. No, the whole invasion of, say, Thanos. Thanos had an agenda anyway.
Fine, that's not specifically his fault, but Ultron's his fault. What else? I swear there was something else.
Civil War was his fault.
Yeah, Civil War's his fault. Civil War is his fault, like, mostly, because it's like, look what happened, look what happened to Sokovia. We need to put you motherfuckers on the leash. And it's like, yeah, I'm down, I'm gonna sign the Sokovia Accords. But it's like, you started shit. Like some woman come up to you in a building, she's like, oh, my son died, blah 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 blah. And it's like, yeah, but you caused that shit.
Why am I creating Ultron? It kind of it made less sense in regards to comic book wise, but I did like the angle that Tony Stark is he's not out of touch superhero, but he's quite oblivious to his consequences.
Yeah.
I like that. But then he's always got a backup plan.
Not oblivious, because he does understand it's his fault, but he kind of makes everyone responsible for shit he did, which is fucked up.
Yeah.
Because if I do something, I don't expect you to have to pay for it.
I mean, obviously, the original Superbia report was just basically a mutant registration scheme, innit? So they had to basically make it apply to that universe. And that's the only way I reckon that it kind of made most sense.
But it's just a bit weird that one person, fucking out for everybody.
Mm.
I mean, I guess that's how they make laws now anyway in real life. So I shouldn't be too surprised. Because it's always laws are made basically because a few people fuck it up.
Yeah.
Everyone's got to pay.
Definitely. So you've got that, and then you've got what else?
Civil War's after that.
So Ant-Man and Civil War. Then what's the one after that?
Strange.
I liked Strange. A lot of people didn't like it. Main reason why I liked Strange is because of the introduction of what magic is in the Marvel Universe. which is basically like, you know, unrecognized technology, you know. Well, that's more
of a Thor thing. Like, magic in Doctor Strange is more...
It's more occult, I guess. Devils and demons and, you know.
I mean, maybe, but that stuff wasn't really introduced in the film.
It was. It was at the end, didn't it?
Devils and Doctor Strange.
Well, was it Mephisto? It mashes up Mephisto, and it gives him the...
No.
Yeah, it does.
Where's Mephisto in the film?
At the end.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, it gives him the sentiment of time. Like, he uses Zaya Agamotto on it.
That's not Mephisto.
Who's that then?
That's, what's his name, isn't it? That's not Mephisto. That's fucking Flamehead. What's his face?
Dormammu?
Yeah.
Is it Dormammu?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because Mephisto's more Ghost Rider, ain't he?
Kind of. I mean, kind of, as in, as far as in, like...
He's the main one he rucks against.
Yeah, kind of. But he kind of goes across all the Marvel, like, characters.
I suppose.
So he fucks up shit all over the place.
Yeah, I mean, especially in Maximum Carnage, like, a lot of the time. Do you remember that?
No.
Well, not even Maximum Carnage, and the animated series where he enlists the help of Venom and Carnage to fill souls so he could come over from the negative realm or something like that.
Okay, yeah.
That was like a main thing as well. That was weird. Anyway, so you got that, and then...
I also liked Doctor Strange.
I know, yeah.
I liked... I did like...
I mean, cultural appropriation aside, you know.
Yeah, I mean, yes.
It should have been it should have been an old Chinese dude.
It's too late. Yeah, but...
Yeah.
It's too late. Like, no matter what they did, like... Someone was going to be upset.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it is what it is. It's based on a character that was created in like the 60s. So, like, it's too late. I'm not saying it's right.
Mm.
I'm just saying it's too late. Like, that character already exists. Mm. It's too late to what do you call it? Course correct and be like, well, no, we'll just make him Chinese. I mean, I guess you could, but I guess.
So was it originally a female, a white female? That was the.
Oh, are you talking about the ancient one?
The ancient one.
Yeah, of course not. Of course it wasn't.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like, so for me, it's like meh. So you got that, and then who else?
Guardians 2.
Guardians 2. Guardians 2, I always felt it's great. Like, because I like the actual story, but in regards to the build up towards Infinity War, not so much necessary. But in saying that, I did like the fleshing out of what Star-Lord's character was. You know, giving him a bit more drama.
Yeah, but it wasn't even just Star-Lord. Like, you get to see like a bit more of what Rocket's about.
Mm-hmm. Baby Groot as well.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it doesn't really, like, he's there and he's a definite plus point, but, like, it's not really, like, in-depth character stuff like you get with Rocket, like you get with,
Drax?
No, not Drax.
Gamora?
Gamora, because there's a lot of stuff with her sister, Nebula in there, and...
Mantis as well.
Mantis is introduced, fair, but what you get with, what's his name? Mary Poppins.
Oh, yeah, the Reavers. D begins with D.
Doesn't begin with D.
All I remember is the whistle guy. Because he doesn't do that much speaking, he just whistles.
Yeah, but he's awesome though, so I should remember what his name is.
Well, basically, Meryl. Meryl, that's our song. Meryl. Blue Meryl.
Meryl. Space Meryl.
Space Meryl. Mary Poppins.
Mary Poppins, y'all.
Oh, God. Okay, we should really research that. But yeah, that guy, great. I mean, it's kind of sad that he dies, but it's necessary, I guess.
Mm.
Character development.
Yeah. I mean,
seeing Sylvester Stallone in the film was cool.
I guess, but like, it wouldn't have changed if he wasn't in it.
Adam Warlock, being semi-introduced.
Yeah.
That was alright.
Those guys were fun. Like, the whole, like, they're playing a computer game kind of thing. Like, they're controlling their ships. Like, drones.
That was cool. Drone strikes, like, yeah.
That was kind of cool.
That was alright.
Kurt Russell was cool.
Yeah, Kurt Russell's always cool. This is the worst thing. It's like, Kurt Russell in any film, even if it's rubbish, like, Death Proof. Like, I don't care what anyone says, that was shit, bruv.
It was fine.
Shit.
It was fine.
Shit, it was the same film twice. It was the same film twice, but with different endings. Huh?
How's it the same film twice?
They do the same, like, don't you remember Death Proof? Like, they did the same thing, and then, like, there's the revenge from, like, well, another group of ladies that he sort of entraps. So you see him trap the first lot, and it's like a little mini film, and then it's like, it's the same film, but with a different ending. Twice.
Yeah, but, like, you can say that about any film.
No.
Any film where there's some dude, and, like, you see his modus operandi first, and then you see him get his comeuppance, you can always say that's the same film.
Okay, twice. Fine, waves. Well, Death Proof, we'll probably come back to, because I want to sort of, like, talk about Kill Bill and all that stuff, and Quentin and all that stuff next, I guess. Okay, back to the old Marvel lineup. So we've done, what was it, we've done Guardians 2. What else was there?
Spider-Man.
All right. Yeah, I mean, I liked it. I did like Homecoming. Obviously, there was a lot of hype coming off the back from Civil War. You know, first time we've actually seen a Marvel Universe version of this Spider-Man that we've been, you know, waiting for. This is the Spider-Man that we was waiting for.
Yeah. And I didn't even know I was waiting for this version, but yes.
I mean,
finally.
Well, this is it. It came as a great, a nice surprise. The fact that, you know...
That's an understatement. It was a massive surprise. I never would have thought they would have been able to, like, get their shit together.
Yeah.
And make a deal with Sony.
I mean, the next one after that was sort of like, you know, the most unreasonable fanboy sort of request after that was X-Men in Avengers, obviously, and that's that. Which kind of seemed more realistic.
That would have been too much. It would have been too much. Like, maybe if there would have been, like, one X-Men man.
Yeah.
X-person.
Yeah. I mean,
they might have, but, yeah, like, like, you could have never had a deal, like, a similar deal for, like, the X-Men, because then you're saying, like, to Fox, like, we're taking the X-Men off your table, because that's what they done with Sony, like, Spider-Man's off the table.
No, not really. I mean, Spider-Man can still be...
I don't care what they say. No, because you can't make those two things happen. Like, once you've got Spider-Man in the Avengers, you can't then have Spider-Man turn up in Venom or Black versus White or whatever, Silver, or whatever the fuck they want to call their Silver Sable Black Cat movie that they're trying to make. They wouldn't be trying to make shit like that if they could use Spider-Man.
Well, yeah. I mean, that being said, I mean, it's one of those ones where I agree and I disagree with the whole Venom thing.
Always.
I mean, like, I want to see an R-rated Venom film. I don't think that could exist within the Marvel Universe.
Maybe. I mean...
It's the same thing with Deadpool. Like, I like Deadpool on Fox for that reason.
I don't need to see a Venom film. I don't need to see a film where Venom's the protagonist.
Yeah.
Like, it's just... Unless you're talking Agent Venom, and Agent Venom doesn't need to be R-rated.
Yeah, and that could be PG-13.
Yeah, like, it's not necessary. Like, I don't need to see...
But you do need to see Eddie Brock or some form of Venom beforehand. Like, you can't just jump straight into Agent Venom because there's no...
You can.
I don't think you can.
If you can jump into Venom with no Spider-Man, then you can just jump into Agent Venom. Like, once you've decided that all bets are off...
Nah, but with Agent Venom, that kind of ties more into what I think would be... Moving forward, the whole Spider-Man mythos in...
Because
you need S.H.I.E.L.D. That's the thing. Like, you need S.H.I.E.L.D.
You don't need S.H.I.E.L.D. You just need...
For Agent Venom, you need S.H.I.E.L.D.
No, You just
need, who's he working for then? What, CIA?
Exactly. Any government agency. It could be like anything. Like, it could be OGA. Like, it doesn't need to be a specific. It doesn't need to be sure.
I reckon it does. I mean, only because of the context. Because I don't know. I don't know Flash Thompson. Look, basically, you have to understand that Flash Thompson isn't Spider-Man's friend. He's his enemy.
Doesn't really matter. Doesn't really matter. When you boil it down to, like, its basic parts, you have an alien or scientific thing.
Yeah.
That's going to combine with a dude who can't be in the military anymore because he got his legs blown off. Like, you don't. Again, like,
yeah, but this one, I think you have to see
Spider-Man off the table. Like, it doesn't really matter what you do.
Yeah, it does.
No, it doesn't.
I don't know. I mean, either. I think that this Venom film, anyway, it could possibly be good.
I don't think it looks good. I mean, I think I said that before, but
well, it's one of those ones where
I'd like to be wrong.
I'm probably right. But this is it. In order for it to be an R-rated Venom, which is obviously like. It depends. If you're a fan of the Venom comic or you're a fan of the Venom antagonist in Spider-Man, you're going to either...
Who's a fan of Venom, the protagonist? Like, no one cares.
I care. Only because of Carnage. Like, Carnage...
So what?
Well, this is it. Like, it depends. I mean, like, I like the whole symbiote clone thingy-majiggy, whatever you want to... sort of wrap that era of
like
it.
Like all of it wrapped up in like a Spider-Man bow. Like if you're going to take Spider-Man off the table.
It's pointless. It is pointless.
It's not necessarily pointless, but then you might as well do what you want to do. You might as well just go with your best story and what's going to put bums in seats. And like, I feel like you have a better chance of doing that with an Agent Venom than just like Venom Lethal Protector. Like, it's gonna be bad. It's gonna be bad.
yeah, I mean,
like, I was thinking, like, I think.
I mean, I like the casting. I'm pretty sure. I do like Tom Hardy as Venom, but I reckon,
like Tom Hardy. I'm not sure I like Tom Hardy as Venom.
Yeah, I mean, and the only reason why is because it's. I don't know. I think he's done way too many superheroes anyway. Like,
yes. If you're going to talk about, like, who's done, like, Chris Evans has been in the most.
Yeah, yes.
No one's been in more comic book / superhero films than Chris Evans.
Samuel Jackson.
Even Samuel L. Jackson.
Samuel Jackson's been in way more.
Nah.
Yeah, yes.
No way.
Yes.
No, he hasn't.
Yes, bro.
Like?
Spirit.
Yeah.
He's been in Spirit. if we're going to count... Are we counting comic book films or comic based films?
Comic, both.
All right. Unbreakable series, Glass and all that, because Glass is coming out next.
So
you're excluding Glass then?
No, like when you say comic based films, I'm talking like films that are not necessarily superheroes, but. They're based on like real comics, not just like.
Okay, so
they're based on theory.
Okay, so far, you've
all right. Got... No, you know what? Fine, throwing glass, and Unbreakable.
Glass, Unbreakable,
yeah.
Jumper. Yeah. What else? Samuel's also been in. It's another superhero.
Can you even count? What's that? Three.
Star Wars. He's been in Star Wars.
You can't count that.
Yeah, you can.
There's a Star Wars comic, but the film came first.
Yeah, but then you've got Clone Wars, the series. Mace Windu was actually specifically made for Samuel Jackson.
So? It's not based on a comic. It's based
okay,
on a
okay,
film.
So we're excluding that.
That's definitely an excluded.
Okay, fine. And so Spirit, it's based on really bad ones, hasn't he?
Pretty sure that's it.
Because obviously you've got like the Marvel. He hasn't been in a DC film.
No.
Yeah, because that was Morgan Freeman. Yeah, we can recognize the difference in blackness.
Film was Morgan Freeman.
Batman, isn't it?
DC or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, Chris Evans has been in way more.
Okay, what? He's been in what? Push? He's
Push,
been...
Snowpiercer.
Snowpiercer's not a comic book film.
It's based on a comic.
It's based on a comic, but then you said...
What then?
You're saying that Star Wars doesn't count, so it's like...
No, because Star Wars is based on a film series. Snowpiercer is based also... on a comic.
Okay, so... Push.
Completely different.
So, Push, Snowpiercer.
Yeah. Losers.
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
Obviously, Captain America.
Cap. That's it.
Shit, I know there's more.
No, that's it.
Nah, there's more. Push. Snowpiercer. Fantastic Four. Losers. Scott Pilgrim. He's in it.
Okay, fine.
What?
Isn't Samuel Jackson in that as well?
Nah.
Anyway. Yeah, you got that.
I think that might be it, but he's beat Samuel L. Jackson.
No. Samuel's been in a lot more.
Nah, he has not.
He has, bro.
Nah.
Because he's been in like...
Just from the head count, Chris Evans wins.
Okay.
Head count versus head count.
Okay,
no
so,
research.
Okay, back to the case at hand. How far have we got?
Spider-Man.
So, Spidey.
Vulture was great.
Yeah. Michael Keaton.
Michael Keaton was great. That bit in the car, it was tense.
Which one?
When, like...
Tony Stark in the car?
No. Oh, yeah. No, not that bit. When, that is quite a good observation, actually. Two car scenes, yeah. Where it's like, shit went down. It's quite... Yeah, that makes sense.
Don't use the suit sort of thing.
Don't do anything I wouldn't do. But yeah, no, but that...
In and obviously
car
that,
with
yeah.
the Vulture, when he's realizing who he is, and he's realizing that he knows, and it's just... And Liz Allen is just sitting in the back, like, just doing her stupid schoolgirl shit. And it's like, she's getting peak right there in the car.
Yeah. That subcontext was peak, bro. It was peak, bro. I'm trying to think what other film is kind of similar to that. The only thing I would say is similar to that is probably, what, Seven?
Seven.
Yeah. With the car scene. I mean in regards to sort of
I need to see Seven again, because like when I first saw it I didn't like it. But I feel like I didn't like it because like he just gave himself up in end.
Yeah, but it's only because he wanted to.
I need to see it with like an older head.
Maybe. I mean, it's a good film. I mean, if you are going to watch any sort of Brad Pitt film, I would say, you know, Seven, 12 Monkeys kind
yeah.
of.
Twelve Monkeys was the film where I was like, yeah, I actually do like Brad Pitt. All the other films he was in before that, I was like...
Yeah, it's just heartthrob nonsense, isn't it?
Just not into this dude. But 12 Monkeys changed the game. Man was acting in that film. He does manic well.
Yeah.
Doesn't
do it that much anymore.
Nah, he should do it a bit more often. But yeah, he does manic well. You know, man knows how to do manic.
You got that. So Spider-Man, that's on my head. And then what came out after Spidey? Ragnarok. Yes. I love the fact that they combined, Planet Hulk and sort of like a Thor storyline.
Yeah, it made sense. I like where they're kind of going with, like, let's just do team-up movies.
See, I'm on the fence about that. I mean...
I'm definitely not on the fence.
The only reason why is because some team-up movies just won't work.
Yeah,
like,
they can do ones that do work.
Yeah.
Like, obviously be selective about it. Don't just throw people into movies together for the sake of it. But, like, it definitely adds, like, a different dynamic.
Yeah, I mean, Avenger-wise, anyway.
You can play around with, like, whose villains you're going to put in the films. You can play around with, like, obviously, like, the dynamics between the two characters.
I mean,
like, it's and you're not going to have people crying about oh, where's Iron Man in this film? Or, oh, why is Spider-Man turning up to save the day? Or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's just like, fuck off, they're busy, isn't it? Like, what, man can't be doing something else?
No. Well, I mean, like, well, this is it. It's like, in regards to team-up movies, obviously, Iron Man and Spider-Man, that kind of works.
I don't think so.
Well,
I mean, it worked in the context of Homecoming because Iron Man's not in the whole film. But as, like, I don't think it works because they're just too...
Yeah, the age
gap. Their mode of transport is too different for a start. Yeah. Like, you can't have some guy flying around and some guy swinging around for the whole film. Like, it's too separate. Like, it's not... And then, like, Iron Man's blasting stuff and then, like, Spider-Man's punching stuff.
Yeah, like, but I mean, like, they kind of got around that with Infinity War anyway. We'll get to that. Anyway.
Kind of, but then, like, there's more to it than just them two in the film.
Yeah, there's more things going on, more moving parts. After Ragnarok had so many classic moments anyway.
Yeah. Goblin was great.
Yes,
like,
yes.
He was perfect. Level 11. Like, he had Goblin turned up to 11 in that film.
Mm-hmm.
It was nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Loki and Thor, like, their relationship was turned up to 11.
Mm.
It's like, I don't know, like, you always got the sense that they were, like, brothers.
Yeah.
They had, like, a brotherly relationship. But, like, it was cemented. Like, they were proper, like, there was no, I mean, yeah, there was a little bit of, like, arguments and, like, Loki tried to screw him over and stuff like that.
Yeah, he electrocuted him and everything.
But, like, you still kind of got the sense that they were brothers. Like, they did it well.
Mm-hmm.
Valkyrie was awesome in that film.
Yeah.
Korg was fucking amazing.
Wait, did Valkyrie leave with, like, correct me if I'm wrong.
She did. I know what you're going to say. She did.
She did.
She did.
So, in Infinity War...
Is she dead? No, I don't think she's dead.
And she didn't get involved?
I think... In the film... Mm-hmm. Thor says that Thanos slaughtered half his people, so I think that maybe half of them might have left
before
like what we see starts.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that. That's a possibility. So hopefully, like, Valkyrie was on there and
Korg was
on there.
Yeah,
you know, like, they escaped in the ship or whatever. Because I'd like to see those characters again. Like, they shouldn't be dead. Like, you killed the Warriors 3 in Ragnarok, so, like, he needs some new buddies. So Korg and Valkyrie are good replacements.
Yeah, definitely. So you got that.
Hela was fucking great.
Yes.
She was great.
Cate Blanchett.
She was fucking awesome.
Definitely.
Yeah, she was so, like, menacing but regal and just beautiful and deadly. It hit all the buttons. Like, I'd risk it.
What?
I would risk it.
Full blown.
Yeah, man.
That's more than a bobbit, bruv.
Don't give a fuck.
That's pain.
I'd risk it.
I couldn't.
It for all the biscuits, bruv.
That's horrible, bruv. That is a horrible image. I don't know. I mean, Scourge probably got up in that.
I think he would have tried, but she'd be like, nah.
Nah, she...
You're not on my level.
Nah, but it's like...
She would have done it for kicks, like, because she was bored, she had nothing to do, but...
Yeah, but that, and, like, she ain't had a Saturn for, what is it, hundreds of years?
Yeah. Probably that as well.
Just that attention, bruv.
Yeah, that, like, just got out of jail, fuck it.
Yeah. needs that touch. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah, I'd definitely be down for that.
I couldn't. It's damnation. Anyway, so you've got that, and then I don't know. Then Ragnarok, and then obviously Black Panther. Yeah, obviously done extremely well. I mean, it's part of Marvel's $2 billion assault on the cinematic universe.
You can't even say that because they're not even. Finish it.
Like, I know.
We saw Infinity War the other day, and like, it was the third time I saw it, and so, you know, I took a little toilet break, and there were people watching Black Panther while we were watching Infinity War, so both those films are still making money.
Crazy amount of money.
It's crazy. Yeah, exactly, and still got Ant-Man and the Wasp to come out this year as well.
Damn. It's like,
this is the year of Marvel, man. They're making all the bucks.
Yeah, I mean, like, to the point that they're buying Fox for kicks.
Maybe. Like, why are we back on this? Like, it's not going to happen.
It's going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
I mean, worst case scenario, they can buy... I mean, I reckon what they should have... what I reckon they confront them with is just sort of like, we just want the Marvel properties back.
Yeah, but when you're buying, you don't get to choose what you're buying. Like, I can't come to your house and be like, yeah, let me buy this, this, and this, and I don't want the rest. Like, you turn around and say, no, you've got to buy the whole house. So it's like, fair enough.
Yeah, but everybody else is going to get dashed away. Like, but this is the thing, it's like, in regards to Fox, I like the fact that, I don't know, they have the whole impartial bit. Because, like, just imagine
impartial,
this, right?
If, impartial to what?
Nah, I'm just saying in regards to sort of, like, cinematically, like, or even television-wise. Not, you know, Fox News and all that shit. That's just the next madness. But...
What, it, you like that they're not connected?
They're not connected, so they're able to do
that's,
stuff
no,
with...
That's fair enough, because...
Do stuff with the properties.
The X-Men don't necessarily need to be... Like, the X-Men universe is big enough so that they can be their own universe.
Yeah.
Like, it's not going to be, like, a stupid Sony thing where it's like, they've got one character and you think you can build a universe with one character. That's not how it works.
Yeah.
This is why I feel like this, they're, what they're doing with their fucking Black and Silver and their Venom movie, why it's not going to work is they don't even understand what the fuck it is that they're trying to do. You can't make a universe with one character. Like, that's not a universe. That's just fucking spin-offs. Like, that don't... you're not making any sense.
I mean, the only way I reckon that, say, Sony could, you know, deal with the remaining Marvel properties would be to...
Well, they've just got Spider-Man.
Hmm?
Sony's just got Spider-Man.
No, they've got Spider-Man and Spider-Man-verse.
No, see, you're making the same mistake they're making. It's, I mean, all right, no, they don't have Spider-Man because that's with Marvel, but...
No, it's on lease. It's on lease. It's still on lease. It's on lease.
Yeah, but like, while Marvel's making movies with Spider-Man, they're not going to use him. So they're just going to use his tertiary characters. And it's like, no, it just don't make sense. You can't make a universe with just one set of characters. Like, that's not a universe. X-Men is a different story because the X-Men universe is made up of, like, a lot of like prime characters and you have tertiary characters and you've got different factions, like you've got stuff going on Earth and you've got like the space characters as well, like there's stuff you can do that's not just going to be trying to stretch out one set of characters.
I get that. I mean, like, for me, the only thing
don't work by himself.
Well, Venom and the symbiotes.
Black Cat don't work by itself. Like, DC tried to make a Catwoman film by itself. It didn't work. The same thing is going to be with Black Cat and fucking Silver Sable. Like, it's not going to work.
So, Silver Sable, I can't remember what she actually does.
She's like a mercenary or like a government operator or some fucking bullshit. Who cares? Who cares?
No one. I don't know. It's a bad situation to be... And if you own properties, I mean, personally, I reckon that anything Marvel should just be all consolidated because you can't. It's like a bad hand in poker. Like, you can only play what you've been dealt. And in regards to that hand in particular, in this, you know, story based narrative movie universes that are coming out, it's a shit hand to hold. Like, at the moment, because you've only got what, Venom.
Yeah, but you would never have said that 10 years ago. Because, like, look at it. Like, Sony's got Spider-Man, and Fox has X-Men and all the associated characters, and Marvel...
No, they own the word Marvel mutant.
Like I said, associated characters. I
mean, yeah.
It's not just mutants, because that still includes Shia, the Skrulls,
Fantastic Four universe.
Exactly, Fantastic Four. So it's not just mutants. It's a whole, like, bag of characters. So, like, you would have never said that 10 years ago. Like,
yeah, because that's Marvel, when we were in separate. Said, yeah, that's when we were thinking separate. Like,
yeah, but you would have thought, like, Marvel had the shit hand. Because who were they left with? Captain America, Iron Man, Thor. Characters no one gave a shit about.
No, and even Incredible Hulk, I think that's universal.
It was. It was, and I think they still actually hold the rights to solo Hulk films. But yeah, like, Marvel had the shit hand, and they played a shit hand well. Like, they played a shit hand like a pro. And, like, Fox has got a fucking full house, and they managed to lose. Like,
well, they lost on certain properties, but in regards to sort of, like, Deadpool, they're winning. Wolverine, the last one, Logan, winning.
Yeah, so what's that, 1 out of 3?
One out of four.
1 out of 4.
1 out of 5, 6, 7. 1 out of 7. Actually, the Wolverine wasn't that bad. Wasn't great either.
Some of it had good parts, but it was a terrible piece of shit.
Yeah, yeah, that's because.
The Wolverine.
The Wolverine. Compared to Wolverine.
Fucked up in the end.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it was okay up until the end, and it was just like, what the fuck you did? Like.
It's just stressful. I just remember, like, there's a lot of stress when I was watching that film. The Wolverine. I mean, Logan, generally a great comic book film. Like, yeah, if
it's fine. I feel like that film's overhyped.
No. I mean, like, in regards to the narrative, you know, you've got,
it's
like...
It's an alright... No, look, you know, there's things that just take that film down for me.
Yeah, like, because you can't do full-blown old man Logan.
No, you can't. And I was never expecting that. I was never expecting full-blown old man Logan, because they just can't do it. They don't have the characters. But, like, there's things, if you take it away from being a comic book movie and you just look at it as a film, there's things in that film that knock it down a couple of notches for me. And if I try and look at it as just a comic book movie, there's also things in that film that knock it down a couple of notches for me. So, for me, it's not a great film. That's why I feel like it's overhyped.
All right. I mean, I think what makes it...
The performances are good. The performances are really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is what holds that film together. But if you're talking, like, straight storyline, it's not all that.
I don't know. I mean, I think it was the most solid Fox project. So, in regards to that, it was an achievement.
Yeah, but that's not saying much.
I know.
That's not saying that much.
I mean, like, because there's so many X-Men things. I ain't even going to call them films, because films have plot and structure and, you know, character development and all that stuff. So, in regards to what they done, in regards to that whole mess of an X-Men universe that they've got right now, absolutely hilarious. Deadpool...
They might not even come out. Like, if they're lucky, if the deal goes through, maybe Dark Phoenix might come out. But New Mutants is pushed back so far that film might not even come out. That might not even see the light of day.
Is that the horror one?
Yeah.
It goes without saying. I mean, Legion as well is annoying. I mean, most of the Fox freaking TV series are annoying.
I like Legion.
I hate it. I absolutely fucking hate it.
Why?
It's just boring, bruv. It's boring. Like, considering, like, the fact that, I mean, like, those that are unfamiliar with the character Legion, he's like a mega level mutant. So, like, it's all up in his head. That's all that you're watching. It's the shit that's in his head. And I get that because that's what the comic was about. It's just boring, bruv. Like, I just don't care. I don't care that much about this guy. I mean, like, because the worst thing about it is that when you're watching a comic book character, you do like development. Yeah, you do like depth of character and all that stuff. But you also want to see them kicking ass. Real ass, not the ass inside his head. Standard. That's me anyway. I mean, like, Legion for me could have been great. I mean, a lot of that's like, you know, stuff about the yellow guy or whatever, whatever the guy is, like, is it Shadow King? Is it Shadow King? Whatever he is. That could have been explained in one episode. I didn't have to watch a whole entire series.
Nah, man, you need to draw these things out.
No, you don't. No, you don't. Because Legion does a lot, bro. That's how you build stakes.
You give shit time to
breathe. Was no stakes involved, bro.
Of course there was
stakes. Straight up vegan. Straight up vegan diet, bro. Is pain. There's no recognizable characters other than this guy and Legion.
What? You don't need recognizable
Yes, you do. If you own that part of the...
You can't enjoy something unless you recognize someone that's in it.
No.
Exactly.
All I'm saying is that if you've got Professor X's son in a team, have Professor X do a cameo. Say hello. How you doing, son? Have a little father-son relationship. That might be cool. If he doesn't have a father-son relationship, include that. Yeah, just mention it. Don't ignore it.
Yeah, but he has a father.
Is that going to be the big reveal in season two? Is that the thing? It's pointless, bruv. I'll tell you that. It's pointless.
It's not pointless.
You could have explained all of that in 25 minutes. The whole entire thing. 25 minutes.
That's too quick. You can't rush these things.
You can, bruv.
You have to let them breathe.
No, bruv.
Give them space. Legion. Let it be its own thing.
Legion. Like, how can I put it? You could have dedicated 20 minutes of your hour-long episode to the stuff that's going on inside his head. It didn't have to be a whole... What is it? Four episodes?
It did, because that's the character.
No, bruv. It was shit.
Yeah, then that character's not for you. Put it down. Put it down, walk away, man.
I enjoy the comic. I just don't enjoy the TV series.
Nah, I don't believe you enjoy the comic.
Bruv, I read the comic, so... I mean, like, I like deep... Like, there's this new, like, Netflix thing out called Happy. That's... cool as hell, bruv.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, like, I found out that it was a graphic novel before. And, yeah, it's done by the guy who arguably wrote one of the best Supermans and one of the best sort of Batmans and all that stuff, Grant Morrison.
Yeah.
So...
He even worked on X-Men, I believe.
Yeah, yeah, early X-Men sort of film. I say early, you know, early in his career, X-Men. A couple other Marvel bits. But yeah, this Happy, I recommend it to people. Just imagine this. This is like the quick fixer, as it were. A guy, elevator pitch. A guy sees the imaginary friend of his daughter, right? And his imaginary friend of his daughter is leading him to his daughter because his daughter's been kidnapped by some crazy guy that's dressed up as Santa Claus. And then, that's crazy enough, then...
What's his beef?
Huh?
Santa Claus, what's his beef?
Bruv, it's not even Santa Claus that's got the beef. It's mad. Like, when you watch it, it's mad. It's like Santa Claus is, like, just trying to, like, you know... Like, he's got a job to do. So, like, he's, like, similar to what a hitman is. He just, like, holds people.
Okay.
And, yeah, there's loads of bits and pieces that sort of, like, drum up within it. But yeah, it's really, really cool. I recommend it to people. Really fun as well. Very, very, very visceral. And I mean visceral. People are inserted with stuff, twisted stuff. There's a lot of violence. A lot of needless violence as well. Which is probably the only type of violence that you want in a comic book film. But yeah, Happy... Really, really messed up.
Alright, considering that you don't like Legion, can people trust your recommendation?
Yes. With a stamp of approval. Like, Happy versus Legion. Like, the worst thing about Happy as well is that it's on Netflix, right? As a Netflix original.
Yeah.
And then in the credits, it says it's a sci-fi original. So obviously, us watching in the UK... We're just getting mad mixed images because we've got Sci-Fi Channel over here.
Yeah, I've seen that on a couple of Netflix shows.
But it's like, it's mad. It's confusing, bruv.
Yeah, I need to look into, like, what they're doing because, yeah, a couple of bits they're saying are Netflix originals, but you can...
No, because I understand territories, isn't it? Like, it's a Netflix original in the UK territory.
I think if you've just... Yeah, but I don't think that should allow you to say it's a Netflix original. It's misleading. Because you haven't made the show. You just have the rights to show it
yeah,
in
yeah.
that territory.
Yeah.
So I don't think I don't think it's right for them to do that. I think it's some shenanigans going on.
Yeah, cardboard shenanigans, bro. Fold away. But anyway, you got that. What was the last film? Bro, Black Panther, really good.
Yeah, Claw was good. You didn't like Claw?
Yeah.
He was Claw turned up to 11. A lot of people were turned up to 11 in this episode. Claw was one.
Yeah, it was. I mean, the most cool part about Black Panther was, I would say, the car chase scene. For me, anyway. I mean, obviously, you got the whole fight against Killmonger at the end and all that stuff, but it's like, I reckon the car chase.
I would say maybe. Maybe to that. I would also offer.
Oh, yeah, obviously, the club scene as well, where they get spoiled.
The casino scene, yeah.
But then that's part of that car chase scene anyway, so...
Nah, I wouldn't say that's part. I wouldn't count that as part of
the car chase. Well, it starts off in there anyway.
Yeah, but a car chase will count as a car chase. That's like...
The robbery is alright, I guess.
What, right at the beginning?
No, not even a robbery. The jailbreak of Claw.
Oh.
I mean, the worst thing about it is that Claw... in regards to the character, I would like to have seen him in other Marvel films.
He was in Ultron.
No, I'm just saying in future Marvel films because he's been murked, isn't it?
But you need in the context of the film, you needed him to die. So
No. What would have been better?
Killmonger to get into Wakanda and get like. To have a
voice. Yeah, but he
could have just rocked up there on his J's and like.
No, but he could have captured him. He could have captured him.
No gifts.
He could have captured him.
But it would have been hard like that. Why go through the hassle?
No, because all you have to do is hit him on the head and throw him in the frigging van.
Yeah, and then when he wakes up you gotta hit him on the head again. It's a lot of hassle.
Yeah, it's a lot of hitting on the head.
Exactly.
But then saying that he wanted
up on a plane again.
I don't know. I mean, even as a plot narrative anyway, I would have reckoned it would have been better just to see him on trial in Wakanda. Just so we get to see that.
Nah, we don't want to see fucking Black Panther Law and Order. I don't need to see that shit.
Dun 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 dun. Yeah, be Wakanda.
Law and Order Wakanda. They're gonna come out with that shit. Yeah, they've been everywhere.
Yeah, it'd be great.
They've been everywhere else.
Definitely.
They're fucking Law and Order UK.
That'd be great. That'd be great.
No, it wouldn't. Put the show to bed. You've seen everything. Make something new.
I'll just call it.
Is over.
No, Laura, Laura.
Earth is closed today.
I love that line as well. moving on to Infinity War. Yeah, the bit where he just basically. Like, there's a couple scenes in there, but, like, just for, like, spoiler alert and, you know, all that crap.
Too late for that shit.
Oh, definitely. But I do like the whole Earth is closed for today line.
Yeah, I do like that line.
Because it's, like, the second time somebody's invaded the country or...
Yeah, it's like, now.
Or a planet.
We've had enough. Go home.
Yeah.
We're not having it.
Or we're just going to... What did he say? He said something about he's going to shove something up or whatever. No, I'm thinking too much like wrestling analogies. But he just basically says, so take your craft and...
Yeah, just get out of here, basically.
Yeah. Although there was a little bit of Trumpism next to it. I don't know how I feel about that.
He didn't start to say it. He weren't talking about building no walls.
Yeah, true. It's a bit crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah, you got that.
But yeah, that whole fight, that fight in New York was good.
Was it better than the first one?
First what?
Fight in New York.
What, in Avengers? The first Avengers?
Mm.
Personally, I'd say like it was too short to compare the two.
Yeah, I agree. I think that the fight in London, or where was that? Was that like Leicester or something like that? Brighton?
Where?
Because basically, Scarlet Witch and Vision were in UK.
Oh, they were...
Is it Liverpool Street?
They were in Scotland.
Scotland? Is that Glasgow?
I think they were like Edinburgh, maybe. But I think they were in Scotland.
Yeah, so that one I liked.
Yeah, that one was good. Especially when... Captain turned up. Yeah, that's when shit got real. That's when you hit...
You know what?
Avengers music for the first time in the film.
Captain America... Is the only
Captain America turns up.
He was the first one to murk someone in that film. Did you notice that? Like for the side of good.
Did he?
Like obviously because like Thanos busts off Loki's neck. He stabbed Idris Elba in the heart. Or whatever.
It was upsetting.
That was very upsetting. He chin checked the Hulk.
Yeah,
so in regards to like the goodies or the, you know, the side of Avengers, they were taking nothing but losses right then.
Yeah.
Nothing but losses, bro.
The film was tense, like...
Very.
The first time I saw it, I was just, like, uncomfortable for pretty much the whole film.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there was a couple of jokes in it where it's like, you get like 2 seconds of levity, and then I was just back to being tense.
The weight of it.
Like, anybody could die.
And then what happens at the end is it's like the worst possible outcome for you as a fan anyway. It's like, what the hell's going on?
Yeah, kind of.
But then, obviously, I know that there's an Avengers 4, so, and I know that there's a Spider-Man 2, spoiler alert, whatever.
Yeah.
Black Panther, they have to make a sequel, I guess.
They have to make too much money.
Yeah, well, this is it. For financial reasons, they have to release it again, but... They don't have to.
Finally, Hollywood can wake up and realize if you make a film, black people will go. Like, we'll put our hands in our pockets. Just don't make bullshit.
Diet. I doubt it, bro. Like,
oh, what, you doubt they learned the lesson?
Nah, it's both. Like, people watched Black Panther because it's the first fully black cast film. Yeah. Black Panther 2, I don't know. I don't know if it'll be that popular. I mean, it'll be very, like, it'll be sought after, but I don't think it will be the same event.
People went to go see Kill It On.
Huh?
People went to go see Kill It On.
What did you Kill It On? What?
Kill It On. No, Adulthood was the second one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, when that film came out, the cinema was packed, blab. Trying to say if Black Panther 2 comes out, people, it's not going to be packed again.
Okay, for one, that's a UK-only cinema.
So what?
It's not global. Black Panther's global.
Universal, exactly. It's global.
Global. So you can't even put that in that same context. It's just that's retarded.
I can.
It's retarded.
It makes sense.
But in regards to sort of like, you know, especially in America, it's very tense. Like, I mean, at the moment anyway, the whole Kanye thing anyway. Touch about what we said before, but yeah, in regards to like Black Panther, I don't know. I don't think Black Panther 2 will do as well. It'll be like what the it depends what the big bad is.
Yeah,
the big bad, I reckon, will be
like doing as well and doing well. Like, you're not measuring success by beating yourself all the time, because obviously there's going to be a point where you're just going to plateau. It's not possible for you to make more money.
That's what I thought. But Iron Man did $500 million.
But that's different. You're not. Like, then, that's the first film. You're not going to be like, yeah.
Yeah, but then they've made so much money, bro. Like, Marvel just is that machine at the moment, isn't it? I think in regards to Black Panther 2, if we are going to see a Black Panther 2,
There's no way.
Well, I'm just saying, based on events that happen in Infinity War. Yeah. I don't know. Possibly a good thing, but I don't think it will do the numbers as the first one. The first one is a one-off. It's a one-off event.
Yes, it is. But how are you measuring success? Like, all you really need to do is like make your money back plus profit.
Yeah.
Like, as long as you're making a profit, you can't grumble. Like, as long as the investment's paying off, you can't grumble. Like, you can't expect to you know, beat the numbers every time. You can't expect to break records of being like the number one selling film in like however amount of days, or like it's been this many weeks number one in the box office, because you don't know what it's going to be up against. You don't know, like, whatever, like the weather could play a factor in it. Like if there's a snowstorm or something that weekend, like it just happens.
Yeah.
It's going to affect the numbers, but you can't judge success solely on whether you're beating last year's numbers.
All right. That being said, right, in regards to sort of just the, my point was, is that I don't think, you know, the whole argument about black people going in their pockets and everything else and, you know, paying out and watching films, I don't think that's a solid, how can I put it? I don't think they should cater for one particular audience.
No, but I'm not saying they are, but that character suits, like, it's not like you're not forcing the situation, and it's still a global film. Otherwise, it wouldn't have made that much money.
Yeah.
It's not like only black people went to go see it.
Yeah, definitely not.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, it's still a global thing. Yeah. But you have, you know, you have, like, characters that people can relate to. Like, that more people can relate to. Not just, like, everyone's just not, you know, white guys named Chris. Like, you got other dudes up in that film.
Yeah. No, you haven't got any white guys called Chris in that film.
Exactly. You've got other dudes in that film.
No, there's not any white guys. There's like three white guys, and all of them are baddies, bro.
So?
Well, former baddies. Former baddies.
They're not all baddies.
Well, apart from Winter Soldier.
And?
Martin Freeman.
Exactly.
Two guys.
So?
One in three.
So?
Colonizers.
Exactly. And how many do we usually get? One out of what?
It's usually eight, inverted. It's it, eight like
out of 20.
Basically, they just inverted a film. Like
they didn't even invert it. Huh? They didn't even invert it.
Yes, it's like what all the characters that would usually be white are now black.
No, there were still more white people in that film than there would have been black people if it was inverted.
Yeah, I guess.
Exactly.
I guess.
Exactly.
I guess. Anyway, yeah.
You
so
know it to be true.
Collection views. But yeah. So, Ant-Man and the Wasp, I'm looking forward to it.
See the trailer?
Yep, I have. I feel that they should just stop calling him Ant-Man and just call him Giant Man.
Yeah, but he's Ant-Man.
Yeah, but he likes getting big.
Yeah, but he mostly gets small.
I suppose. Meh. I don't know, I mean, like, because my whole thing is, who... Is he a single parent?
No.
I can't remember. Does he see his baby mums?
Yeah, she's in the film.
And is the baby mums the... Is she Pym?
What?
Okay, because from what I understand... What? From what I understand from the is trailer, baby it's like...
Hank Pym?
No, not Hank Pym, bruv. That's his baby daddy. I'm just saying, in regards to sort of like, is he got a love interest with Evangeline Lilly?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Guess.
Sort of, yes. They kissed at the end of the last film.
Hmm. Big kiss or a small kiss?
It was a big-ish kiss interrupted by Hank Pym.
Oh, dad interrupted kiss.
Yeah.
It's not a kiss at all, bro. That's a...
Yes, it is. It's still a kiss.
That's weird, bruv. It's weird.
It's not weird. They're grown, like, fuck it off.
No, I don't care, man. I mean, I don't want granddad like looking at me.
All up in her bedroom.
I don't want to see any... I mean, like, unless it's your wedding day, bruv. I don't want grandpa looking at me, bruv.
That's more awkward.
Hmm?
That's more awkward.
No, because that's what everyone's come to see, isn't it? Come to see some smooching, bruv.
No, what you mean, like, in the middle of the thing. I think I'm talking about, like, if they walk in on you.
I mean, maybe I'm just a traditionalist, innit? I don't like kissing in front of, I don't like public displays of affection. That's me. I think that's me as shunt, you know, like, public displays of affection, that's just long, bruv. It's long. But then saying that, I've never been that happy, so fuck it.
I was gonna say I never had the opportunity.
Can I kiss you now? You know, I don't know how that works, bruv. But yeah, that being said, I think it's gonna be good.
Yeah, it looks good. They're definitely playing around more with like getting big and getting small. It looks like a crazy ride.
Yeah,
which I need after Infinity War, man.
Because
that shit brought me down.
So far down, bro.
That shit brought me down.
A little bit of light comic relief with the Ant-Man and all that.
Yeah.
Definitely
needed. In between the films. Definitely needed.
Definitely. All right.
It's probably going to be set before Infinity War.
Or during Infinity War, maybe.
I don't think during. During is just going to be too crazy.
Mm.
Even though a lot of it is happening off-world, I mean, I guess because a lot of it is happening off-world, or either like off-world or in Wakanda, it could be during.
Hmm.
Maybe it's like before / during. But I guess that could be interesting.
Hmm.
And like you don't have to, kind of coach the audience so much if it starts like just before, and by the time it finishes
it's after,
already in Infinity War.
Yeah, I reckon they're going to be leading into, obviously, because it's all going Captain Marvel and all that stuff.
In the end of like Ant-Man and the Wasp, you just see like Hank Pym and what's his name, Michael, what's that dude's name again, can't remember, but the Ant-Man crew, like they just disappear. Evangeline Lilly disappears.
Hmm.
See Ant-Man by himself, small, with two ants, because the other ants disappeared.
Nah, they got killed, didn't they?
No, I mean, at the end of Ant-Man, no wasp. He's got more ants.
Yeah, I suppose. More ants for Ant-Man.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I reckon what we'll probably see is a giant ant in this film.
Yeah, you see it in the trailer, he's playing the drums.
Hmm?
You see it in the trailer, he's playing the drums. No, you mean a giant ant?
Giant ant, yeah.
Oh, okay. I mean, but that's already a giant ant. Like, what is giant? Like, is it giant relative to you, or is giant relative to whatever it is normal size?
I'm talking about a 20-story ant.
Okay. So, a human-sized ant, you don't call a giant ant?
Depends if it's originally meant to be that size.
Well, no ant's originally meant to be that size.
Well, either. Like, it's one of those ones where, for me anyway, in regards to Ant-Man, that whole joke where he's there with Goliath, which can be confusing because, like, Goliath is also, what's that guy in, who does he play in, or Lawrence Fishburne, who does he play in Man of Steel? Is it Perry White?
Yeah, it's Perry White.
So Perry White is also Goliath, that's...
That's not confusing.
It is, bruv.
If Johnny Storm can be Captain America,
nah.
Perry White is not.
It's Goliath. DC and Marvel. Like, you can't really do that. Like,
and it's Marvel and Marvel. You're trying to say that's not more confusing?
It's not Marvel and Marvel.
Well, from Johnny Storm to Captain America, it's.
I mean,
it's not Marvel Studios, but it's Marvel characters.
Yeah, I suppose. But in regards to sort of like, anyway, I digress.
Most people can't tell the difference anyway.
What?
Like, they can't tell the difference.
That's because nobody's seen a Fantastic Four film.
No, I mean, people can't tell the difference between DC characters and Marvel characters.
I can, and that's what's confusing.
Yeah, that's you. But that's not everybody. Most people can't.
Well, Perry White, you can't, basically, you can't be the head of the Daily Planet and a former superhero.
If you can be the head of the Daily Bugle and Commissioner Gordon, then you can be.
When did that happen? Is that Oldman?
Yeah, Batman.
Is that Oldman?
No, it's what's his face?
Whiplash dude.
Yeah.
Rourke.
No, not Whiplash the character. Whiplash the drum film.
Oh, Simmons, something, J.K. Simmons?
That's it, there you go.
Yeah.
See, you can do it, man.
Yeah, but wait. So,
no one's gonna get confused.
When did? Was he Commissioner Gordon? When was he Commissioner Gordon? Is he the new Commissioner Gordon? He's not.
Have you seen a film?
What, Batman vs Superman?
Yeah.
He was Commissioner Gordon.
Yes.
I blanked. You know what? I was so vexed when I watched that film.
Use that as an excuse.
Bro, honestly.
I was mad too.
I'm just so angry. Like.
So was I.
I remember him playing the guy from the Daily Bugle. Was it Daily Bugle?
Yeah.
I remember. Because I remember the hair.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's about it. Anyway, I'm going to wrap this one up because it's a whole heap to edit. But yeah. While on, real dumb shit. Shunt and redacted.